getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Why don't you look at that? Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. That is your old-time oldies show. It's only an hour long, but I always play a pretty good stack of records, I think. So I'm glad you're along with for another show. We'll work our way through this stack, see where we wind up when we get to the end, because you never know what's going to be in a stack of polka records. I have some that I feel like I've played recently. I found a waltz for this week that I've been looking for months. I had put the record in the wrong place. So I'm looking forward to that coming up. We'll see if we can't find a 78 of the week to give a spin to. And all the usual stuff. So I was going to say sit back and relax. But when you get right down to it, this is dancing music, right? Andy Bury and the Woodside Dynatones. You say Bury or Bury? It's B-U-R-Y. Like if you bury somebody, it's B-U-R-Y. You say bury. But it looks like bury when it's not in that context. Not sure which is correct. Andy Bury? Bury? I don't know. And the Woodside Dynatones. That much I got right. Here's the Wallflower Polka.
Happy people, music filled the air. At the bar was Afrin Yashik, sipping on his beer. His head bowed low, his face all red, his eyes began to tear. Oh, I can't dance, I can't dance. Some weak boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, I can't dance. Some weak boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. The band began to play a polka with a snappy beat, and Yashik sat there in the corner tapping with his feet. Along came Maris, said to Yashik, hey there, wanna dance? He looked at her and smiled and said, I could not take the chance. Oh, I can't dance, some weak boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, some weak boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. On the dance floor stood our Yashik Marish by his side. His two left feet began to move, his face was filled with pride. No sooner did he start to dance when Marish cried out loud, you kick me, Yashik, dance yourself, and quickly left the crowd. Oh, I can't dance, oh, muy boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet. I can't dance, oh, muy boys, yeah, I can't dance. All the girlies that I meet, they tell me I've got two left feet.
That should be my theme song, man. I can't dance. I have no sort of rhythm whatsoever. I mean, yeah, maybe the bunny hop. I used to go roller skating, and I could do the hokey pokey on my roller skates. Does that count? That is about the extent of my dancing ability. But anyway, that's Andy Bury and the Woodside Dynatones here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show with just a random stack of interesting records for another week. So I hope we hit some of your favorites, or maybe even we'll just hit something you haven't heard for a long time. So you're like, holy cow, I haven't heard that one for like, you know, 17 years or something. That's kind of what I shoot for anyway. I got the musicals up next. This is the Beer in Heaven polka.
No beer, they said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, we found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, why yeah, yeah, come help us drink our beer. Like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Let's hear it now.
Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, 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 we found some beer up here. Why yeah, 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 come help us drink our beer.
That's the interesting story about that record, because I played that on the show before, but it's been a while. I got an email from a guy who said, hey, he says, I seem to remember hearing a record on your show about that there was beer in heaven. And he was trying to find that record. And he had gone, I guess, into a store that sold polka records, and the guy had never heard of it. And he called a couple of polka radio stations, and they're like, there's no song about there being beer in heaven. So he finally wrote to me because he said, I'm sure I had heard it on your show. And I said, yeah, I remember that record. And I had to dig through a bunch of 45s to find it. And I made the record into an MP3 and sent it to him, which is technically illegal. But what else are you going to do? It's not like you can go buy one. And he was pretty amazed that I could find the record, and he could prove to all his friends that there did exist a record that said there was beer in heaven. So you owe that to the musicals with Jerry doing the singing. Is that what that says? The words are so little, that might not even be Jerry. I can't tell. I got to get stronger reading glasses when I do this show. That's all there is to it. I got Danny Seneva here with his Merry Makers Orchestra. It's the Bingo Polka.
B-I-N-G-O. Dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall. We'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O. A new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how bingo goes. Do the chicken hop once around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce. You do will yell for more. Do the old time swing. Memories this will bring. Hearts are sure to sing. Bingo polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes. Dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how the bingo goes. Do the chicken hop once around the floor. Do the Chelsea bounce, you will yell for more. Do the old time swing, memories this will bring. Hearts I should have seen, bingo, polka. B-I-N-G-O, dancing we will go. Let's swing around the hall, we'll have a ball. B-I-N-G-O, a new dance you should know. Lend an ear and you shall hear how this polka goes.
They have it there, the bingo polka. Danny Seneva, I believe, and his Merrymakers Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldies show. It's the oldest part of the job, you know, or the hardest part of the job, I should say, is getting all the names right. I mean, a lot of them I've learned, obviously. I mean, I can say things like Blazonczyk and Shimoleski, but there's somewhere I only have like maybe one or two records by them, and so I rarely get to even see their name. Much less learn to pronounce it or remember how to pronounce it 2 years later when that record comes around again in the pile. So I try, though, man. If I hit one wrong, let me know. And you can do that in many ways. You can, using a dial phone, a regular phone, a talk phone, a cell phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, you can actually call and leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Or you could send a text to that very same number at 218-259-2985. And, of course, always available by the old email, oompahour@aol.com. Or on the Facebook, it's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Should get you there, and you can message on the Facebook dealy, too. But whatever works for you, all right? I'm trying to come up with a 78 for later in the show. As you know, every week we try to play at least one 78. And, man, I got one goes back to 1918. I'm trying to decide if I can get it to play good enough to use. Maybe not. Maybe not. But I got a backup choice. So we'll see how it goes. In the meantime, here's one we hear all the time that I never, ever play anymore because it's so darn common. But it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. And who stole the Kishka?
Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a Kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Who stole a Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my Kishka.
Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, Yasho found a Kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, he found a Kishka, Yasho brought it back.
Hey!
There you go, Mr. Yankovic and all the Yanks there. Who stole the Kishka here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldies show. Look at that. We're this far into the show already. I have yet to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, so let's do that right now. Check them out. Easiest place, of course, take a peek online at worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display there in the museum. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, which really, I think, means that the per capita number of accordions there is artificially high due to the museum. What do you think about that, huh? Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff on display besides the accordions. And, of course, they have research materials in the concert hall and all sorts of groovy stuff. You can look at it online, easy and free. You don't have to travel or park or nothing. Just worldofaccordions.org. But if you're going to be in the area or you're looking for an excuse to come to Superior, Wisconsin, which is about 100 miles maybe from where I'm sitting right now, check it out. All right, worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them. There's Ralph Hutmaker and the band. It's the 1010 Polka. Of course, by the time I was working at Polka Polka 1010, they were no longer WJSW. They had become WMIN in St. Paul. Oh, man, that was like 100,000 million years ago. Holy cow. Oh, there's some notes written on this record sleeve. What does that say here? I don't know, something about Bebop and Apollo. I have no idea. Sometimes there's interesting notes written on record sleeves. You know, like for the 45s, you know, like a grocery list or a phone number or something. And I'm like, yep, I wrote that down 50 years ago. I have no idea what that means anymore. Now, this next one, I usually play the other side of the 45 just about every time this record comes up. I got Walter Prokane in here, and I normally play Hello, Polka Cousins, which is the other side of the record, I think almost every time. I flipped her over today, and it's the Man on the Moon Polka.
Apollo, the eagle, two men on the moon, a triumph sound which inspire the world to change its tune. Our grand old flag flying brightly high in the sky. The nation's pride we cannot hide. We're gonna ride and ride and ride. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. A message to all lands on earth, the stars and stripes still shine. America the beautiful, how proud of thee are we. A nation bold can't accomplish such a feat. 190 years we've seen a struggle to survive. Our people have shared tremendous pride in watching America strive. A brand new era has begun, an era of exploration. We're proud to be a part of such an exciting nation. We're proud of Shepard, Grissom, and Glenn. These are courageous men. From sea to shining sea, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins, today we hail you three. For you are the first to conquer our space. You have brought with you such glory and such grace. Triumph which inspire the world to change its tune. Our grand old flag flying brightly high in the sky. The nation's pride we cannot hide. We're gonna ride and ride and ride. One small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. A message to all lands on earth, the stars and stripes still shine. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
You know, I don't think I've ever played that before. I don't think I've ever heard that before. That kind of blew my mind a little bit there. Walter Perkanen in the band there, the Man on the Moon polka, the flip side of the High Polka Cousins, which is the A side. The Man on the Moon is the B side. I'm betting that we can guess that record is probably from 1969, huh? Wouldn't that be a good guess? I don't know. That's got to be, you know, there are people out there that collect, like, commemorative Man to the Moon records and other related memorabilia. I bet you there's not a lot of copies of Walter Prokanen doing that record. Well, it can't have mine, because we'll probably need it again in a few years. So anyway, there you go. What is this mess here in the middle of Tim Zumpa Hour? Every week this happens. I sit down at the record players with a stack of polka records, and I play them. What a crazy idea, huh? We got a waltz coming up in the show yet, and here in just a little bit, we'll have this week's 78. We try to play a Shellac 78 in every show. The record I had that was from like 1918, 1914. Man, it's too wore out. I can't bring it back to life. So we're going to have a nice Kenny Roberts waltz from 1952 off of a 78. Coming up here in a little bit, but first, it's the Deutschmeisters. Guess what? It's the EIO Polka.
We will be
Yeah, admit it. You were singing with, too, weren't you? There's the Deutschmeisters, the E-I-E-I-O polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Shall we give this 78 a whirl, shall we? Let me, I had to switch over the record player to the 78 RPM needle here. Oh, I got a joke for you. I made up this my very own joke. Usually when I make up one of my very own jokes, they're really very terrible. And I thought this one was really good. Okay, you ready? It's a pirate joke. Because everybody can use a pirate joke. Okay? So next time Pirate Day comes around, you'll have a joke. I'm sharing this so you don't even have to give me credit or send me any royalties or nothing. Here's the joke. What is a pirate's favorite kind of television set? Huh? What is a pirate's favorite kind of television set? An RCA. I don't know why I thought that was so darn funny, but I did anyway. All right, back to 1952. Here's our official Shellac 78 of the week. It's on the Coral record label. And I grant we're kind of early. It's the Sleigh Bell Polka. And I know that it's not anywhere near Christmas yet. However, in my defense, I would like to remind you that Jingle Bells is a Thanksgiving song. And it's about jingle all the way, horse in the open sleigh and all that. And the sleigh is jingling because back 100 million years ago, and all we had to get around on was sleighs and horses, if it was wintertime and your horse was pulling a sleigh, you know, your one horse open sleigh or the fields we go and all that jazz, you couldn't hear a sleigh with a horse pulling it approaching because the sleigh would just whoosh silently through the snow. And the horse's hooves would not clip-clop through the snow because the snow was soft and poofy. So they put jingle bells on the horses so that as they were pulling the sleigh in the snow, a guy coming the other way could hear them coming because they didn't have headlights yet. So they would know that there was traffic on the sleigh road. I'm telling you, this is factual information. So the Sleigh Bell Polka really, as far as I'm concerned, works any time where there could be a possible sleigh involved in the situation. So, 52, here's Kenny Roberts and the Sleigh Bell Polka.
Listen to the sleigh bells ring, jingle, jangle, jingle, jing. Everybody loves to sing and dance the sleigh bell polka. Listen to that tinkly noise, here comes Santa with the toys. When he comes, the girls and boys will dance the sleigh bell polka. Jingle bells, ring it loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance the sleigh bell polka. Sleigh bells ring, jingle, jangle, jingle, jing. Everybody loves to sing and dance the sleigh bell polka. Listen to that tinkly noise, here comes Santa with the toys. When he comes, the girls and boys will dance the sleigh bell polka. Jingle bells, ring it loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Oh, Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance the sleigh bell polka. Jingle bells ringing loud and clear. Jingle bells, Christmas time is here. Santa Claus is on his way, he'll be here on Christmas Day. When the music starts to play, they'll dance the sleigh bell polka.
Man, that is one of the best sounding 78s out of my whole collection of 78s, man. That's a good one. And we get closer to Christmas, we'll play the other side, because the other side is Elfie the Elf. But we are definitely not to elf season yet, all right? So you're saved for now. Let's do Milan Rakonovic's Orchestra. You think I said that right? It feels like I said that right. This is the Dance With Me Polka. There you go, Milan Rakonovic. That's what I think. That's a good one, though. Dance With Me Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, yeah, this happens every week. So wherever you happen to be listening, whether you're listening to a radio station or you're listening to a stream or a webcast or a podcast or a download or a sideload or an upload, I don't know. Whatever you're listening to, maybe it's coming in from space. I have no idea. But it'll be back here again in the week at the same time and place. So remember that. Come on back. You know what else wouldn't hurt? Wherever you're listening to it, be it a radio station or wherever, if you send them a little note or an email or a message on whatever kind of system they're using and say, hey, we're digging that Oompa Hour show. Because you'd think they get a lot of feedback, but in the radio biz, you really don't. That much, not as much as you would think. So let them know that that you dig whatever it is they're doing and why you listen to their station and that you're enjoying the show. If you are, and if you aren't, you can lie to them. Tell them you're enjoying the show anyway, because it would make me look a lot better, you know. Next week, this is going to be interesting, the next couple of weeks. I'm warning you now, between like now and, I don't know, maybe the end of the month even. I hate when this happens. I'm having surgery again. You remember 4.5 years ago, I had my knee replaced, and I managed to have a show every darn week. Yeah, you know, I've been doing this show almost, 9 years now? I have never missed a show, and I've never had to repeat a show because I was sick or wounded. And darn it, I'm not going to wreck that record. I have a 30-year-old shoulder injury. Yeah, I fell out of a ceiling wiring a radio studio about 30 years ago and crashed down onto my shoulder. And I went to the doctor. Of course, you know, it's workman's comp. You better go to the doctor just in case. And the doctor said, yeah, you got a whatever. They did x-rays and everything. And they said, yeah, I don't even remember now. It was 30 years ago, for Pete's sake. And every now and then, the last 30 years, I get some shoulder pain. And I'd take some, you know, Aleve or whatever. and the shoulder pain started getting really worse about 10 years ago. So I go into my doctor and he'd give me a shot. Steroid shot, like cortisone or something. And sometimes that would make it feel better for months, and sometimes it wouldn't. Well, over the last, 6 months, it's got to where the shots don't work, and I'm tired of taking 900 pills every day to keep the pain out of control. And they told me, this is going to give you trouble when you're older. Well, it's 30 years down the road, and it's giving me trouble. So I'm going in for shoulder surgery here, depending when you hear this show, in the next week or so. And I'm hoping that everything goes well and that I'll be able to continue getting the shows out. They say I'm not going to probably be able to use my right arm or move that shoulder for weeks. And obviously you got to be able to work the tone arm and all the equipment that's on the other end of the studio. So we're going to see how it works, but I'm going to give her the old Oompa Hour try and see if we can't pull it off. But it's going to be an interesting November. That's for darn sure. So, enough about all that. I haven't played a Marv Herzog record in a long time. Here's Woodchopper Polka. There you go, Marv Herzog there. That's the Woodchopper Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We got to get our waltz in here. Let's do it right now while I'm thinking of it, shall we? A few years ago, I played this song, and I thought it was so funny. And I'm not kidding you. You may remember, if you're a long-time listener to the Oompa Hour, a long time ago, I had found this record, and I played it like in every show, every week. For months. I mean, like, not a year, but like for 6 months. I don't know, a long time. If I looked it up in the playlist thing, it would be ridiculous. And so I haven't played it for a long time. And I wanted to play it a few weeks ago, and I couldn't find the record. And I was like, why is it not in the German polka section? That's where I expected it to be. Because it's kind of German style. It's a waltz, after all. And it's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. And I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find it. And then I went through all the other records, though. Maybe it got misfiled. Maybe it got put in the wrong color sleeve. That could happen. because it belongs in a green sleeve. I could have put it in a yellow sleeve and put it with the yellow records, and I couldn't find it. And then I had a box of records downstairs that came from the other radio station where I do a show every week, every day, and I bring in records from home that I play on the show a lot. And I had a box full of what I call the played records from like 2 years ago that I accidentally got set aside in the basement instead of the records getting put away. And I was like, holy crap, look at all these records I forgot about. So there it was. So dancers and people who appreciate bad comedy. Ah, this is a classic. It's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. And I know this is a romantic number. It's the old style waltz here on Tim's Hoopa Hour.
Ah, yeah. I love an old style waltz played by that old style band. That's to this old style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. Around and around me the world. Mid heart's but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old fashioned way. A setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old style waltz. Played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fellas. Shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old style waltz played by an old style band. Try this old style waltz.
Oh, that is one of the best records ever pressed right there, I'm telling you. That's Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra there. And seems to me we credit the singer here, Herman von Guckheimer. I'm thinking that's made up anyway. Hang on here. Hold on. Give me a second. I don't want to lose this record again. It's been missing for 2 years. And I'm putting it in a stack to go to the other radio station because they're going to be in for a treat on tomorrow's show. That's for sure. All right, let's do Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. Here's the Frisky Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, the Frisky Polka, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Happy Louie is on the way here, coming up in about a minute, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I got, I bet we fit two more records in here. I got two records a little longer than usual, though. But I guess we'll just, I'm just going to shut up and we're going to see what happens. Here's Happy Louie with Love and Peace.
Now let everybody listen, I need some help from you. Just like the springtime needs the rain. Let's cut out those Polish jokes, we're as good as other folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. I was born in Massachusetts in a little country town. Love all its winding roads and lanes. My grandpa Jadek spoils me, my babciu never frowns. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song, sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. There's a Wausau, Indiana, and a New World Lidice. There's Muskie and Poland up in Maine. Brother Yashu's in Hawaii and Kasia's in L.A. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Paderewski, that great artist, gave up his whole career to guide his land with gentle rain. And Pulaski died a hero when he fought right over here. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. We have always fought for freedom. Our heroes are renowned. Down with inequality and chains. Like the trumpeter of Krakow, let's always stand our ground. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Our heritage is splendid, and when history is true, there'll be a roll call of great names. Marshal Piłsudski will be there, and Kościuszko too. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song, and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. So don't make fun of the Polish, the Italians or the Greek, Portuguese, the French, the Swede or Dane. 'Cause America can give us the freedom that we seek. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Yes, I come from Massachusetts, where Minutemen stood firm, fighting for freedom, not for fame. And this Polish heart within me for America will burn. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Join me in this song and sing it loud and strong. Love one in peace and harmony. Stop those Polish jokes and love those Polish folks. Polish blood is flowing through my veins. Thank you.
There you go. Good one from Happy Louie there. Love and peace, darn it. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Let's see if we can't go out with this one, huh? How can there be a almost four-minute long version of the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka? I don't know, but that's what it says on this Jolly Gents record. There you go. That's the Jolly Gents there. That obviously is the Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, hey, yeah, that sucker fit right in there. So I think we're good for another week, by golly. And I'm hoping to heck I get back here next week because we got some surgery coming up down the road here. Oh, it's going to be fine. I'll be sleeping through the whole thing anyway. How hard can that be?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications.
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. With any luck at all, I'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!